This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that in the past 10 years, the government had taken several measures to strengthen infrastructure to connect all the four corners of the country. The Prime Minister was addressing a public meeting in Rameshwaram after inaugurating the Pamban Vertical Lift Sea Bridge and laying foundation stone for 8,300 crore rupees worth rail and road projects in Tamil Nadu. He said that the development of Tamil Nadu contributes to the development of the nation.
विकसित भारत के सफर में तमिलनाडु का बहुत बड़ा रोल है. मैं मानता हूं तमिलनाडु का सामर्थ्य जितना ज्यादा बढ़ेगा भारत की ग्रोथ उतनी ही तेज होगी. बीते दशक में तमिलनाडु के विकास के लिए 2014 से पहले की तुलना में 3 गुना ज्यादा पैसा सेंटर से दिया गया है.
Calling the vertical lift sea bridge as a 20th century wonder, he congratulated the engineers engaged in the project, which will boost the ease of doing business, trade, tourism and provide jobs for the people. The Prime Minister said that it was a precious moment to offer prayers at the ancient Rameshwaram temple and hand over the project on this day. Calling the projects as a gift on Ram Navami, he recalled the mention of Lord Ram in Sangam literature. The Prime Minister in his speech mentioned former President Abdul Kalam, who was born in Rameshwaram, and said that his life showed how science connected with spirituality. Mr. Modi also emphasized the significance of ancient Tamil culture and language. Mr. Modi said that due to the efforts of the centre in the past 10 years, 3,700 fishermen were freed from Sri Lankan prisons and more than 600 fishermen were freed from Sri Lankan prisons this year alone. Later, he reached New Delhi. Before his Tamil Nadu visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his successful visit to Thailand and Sri Lanka. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi reached Bangkok in Thailand to participate in the 6th BIMSTEC summit. After that, he travelled to Colombo for a state visit at the invitation of Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake. President of India Draupadi Murmu today departed for Lisbon under the first leg of her two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. During her visit to Portugal, President Murmu will meet and hold delegations-level talks with her counterpart, President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. She will also meet Portugal's Prime Minister Luís Montenegro and the President of the National Assembly, José Pedro Aguiar Branco. In Slovakia, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings with Slovak President Peter Pellegrini and Prime Minister Robert Fico. The President's visit to Portugal is taking place after a gap of 27 years and comes as India and Portugal are celebrating 50 years of diplomatic relations. The visit will provide further impetus to India's growing relations with Portugal. Her Slovakia visit will be the first visit of the President of India in 29 years. President Draupadi Murmu has given her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. The legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it, while the Rajya Sabha passed the bill on Friday with 128 members voting in favour and 95 opposing it. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today met President of the National Assembly of Vietnam Tran Thanh Mon on the sidelines of the 150th Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU Summit in Tashkent in Uzbekistan. During the meeting, Mr. Birla emphasized the close cultural and historical ties between the two countries, which have strengthened through high-level discussions in recent years. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans were 56 for 2 after 7 overs a short while ago against Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH, chasing a victory target of 153 runs at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium. Sent into bat first, Sunrisers made 152 runs for 8 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. For Gujarat, Muhammad Siraj picked up 4 wickets, while Sai Kishore and Prasiddh Krishna took 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.